Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Yeah.
What's good?
I absolutely love this story because it's local. It has to do with music. It has to do with giving hearts. I just love it. Okay. It's out of Norwood, Mass. Just this month at Remarkable Cleanouts Antique Shop, a young man walked into a shop and asked a woman named Melissa working there if he could just sit down and play the piano that was for sale there at the antique shop. She said, sure, of course. So he sat down and started playing Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. Don't stop. Melissa said everyone in the store just stopped to listen to him play. Check her out talking about it here.
Just shot that short video and posted it on our Facebook page as a feel-good story, and it just blew up. People wanted to buy it for him, and who was he? And I didn't know who he was because he was just gone.
Okay, well, the piano man that no one knew who he was so great that even days later, the workers at the shop were raving about his performance. Everyone agreed that they just had to find him. They put that video up, and they were like, we want to give him the piano. The community helped track down that piano man. We now know that his name is John Capron. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. But he's a 23-year-old architecture student. When they found him, Mark, the owner of the shop, invited him back to play for everyone again. But he brought him into a different room with a different piano, a $3,000 Steinway. And surprise, the owner gave John that $3,000 piano as a gift. Listen to the whole experience here and just check out. I just love this whole thing.
I cannot turn that down. I definitely cannot turn that down. This will be the first piano I've ever owned.
To see him cry made me cry.
I mean, I wish I could do this every day. Come on, we could do this again tomorrow.
To me, it's just a piano. To this gentleman, it was a new way of life. Somebody's going to tune it from. Somebody's going to refinish it from.
I love Mark, the owner. Need to, since this is so local, we need to go visit him at that antique shop and just listen to him talk. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about it. It never gets old for me.
The Boston accent?
The Boston accent is just, it sounds like what I grew up with my grandmother. They never say four, it's fa. Fam, like, we're going to do this, fam. Yeah. I just love it. I love it.
When we moved here, Katie and I would just go around to stores and stuff and hear people talk, and we'd be like,
it's like not a joke.
It just felt magical.
Yeah. Back to John, though. John is a self-taught pianist, and he's so thankful for the gift. He also said he's just really happy that he was able to make a difference during this time. And then the owner, Mark, in his best Boston accent, told CBS News that, especially in today's society, everyone's on each other's nerves. You can't blame them. Everyone's locked up. There's too much stuff going on in this life. Let's loosen up. Relax. Chill out. If you could use the piano, good. Our customers are the best. We do have a good time. It's just a fun place. And that's the way I want it to be. Fun. So that's your It Feels Good for today. Don't forget to have a little fun today with us listening to the show. And this weekend, of course. Mm-hmm. That's your It Feels Good.